Hello, I am Dr. Boom, and this is Sonic Boom Radio.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I was little. You don't see that.
Thank you.
Sea Monster by Brigham Cross. That's from his CD entitled 300. Before, Jimi Hendrix and a short piece, Moon Turn the Tides Gently Away. We also heard Jackie OMF, an improvisational group recorded in Europe, in particular Newcastle in the UK in 2002. And the Orb with Little Fluffy Clouds started off the set. This is Sonic Boom Radio. I am Dr. Boom. Now, we present a piece of radio art from Deep Wireless, a Canadian radio compilation. This is Christiana Kleeman's composition. Time Tells You.
Grown-ups, from the beginning of time, have always tried to tell time.
Tell time.
Everyone learns how to tell time. It's a thing you learn one day, like you learned how to walk, and who is your mother, and that up is up, and down is down. It's really easy. The secret is, you don't tell time. Time tells you.
It's about 5 minutes to nine here. We've been enjoying your calls, your experiences of this massive power outage. Now, Canada's busiest airport, Pearson, has had to deal with this emergency in a number of ways. A good many flights that were on their way to the airport were diverted to places like Winnipeg.
If anybody wants it.
Abby.
Actually capture it, the crackling of the fire?
Well, we could have set this up much better, you know, if we had a bit of notice.
Oh, well.
It's pretty spontaneous. There's no crackles. No crackles.
Well, maybe we better not put more on.
Yeah.
I mean, really, we burned too much wood. But that's just a good idea. We're on the prairie, and it is disgusting.
Well, if we were in the prairies, we wouldn't be burning wood like this. Mostly the wood's intruding.
That's true. Kind of burning garbage, sort of.
We live in the northern tropics, my dear. On the island.
She got a sound of the robins chasing the owl.
I know, she did.
Expand your mental glands and use what you know. So I scatter my concepts throughout the cosmos. Deep thoughts and dope beats definitely juxtapose. When my mind flies through the universe like UFOs. Not out to amass foes, yet my free thoughts are closed. Doors are forward, lifestyles are always closed. So
oh, and just speaking of which, who is here now?
Time tells you.
Hey, Kelsey, it's 12:41 p.m. That means it's early Friday morning. So, okay, right now, this is fellow activist journalist. You're probably busy up bossing one of your boyfriends or girlfriends. I'm sorry, I had to put that dig in. I'm sorry. But anyway, 12:41 a.m. actually, not p.m. You can't believe how bad this whole police state thing has become. I won't elaborate because this is your voicemail and such. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm using my Vancouver cell here specifically because it's harder for them to trace. I'm dying to give you the details as a journalist. I just hope you can break through the stupidity of what's gone down to be a journalist for me. It's up to you, grow up, kid. You're 8 years old. So, okay. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll check in with you later.
You don't tell time.
Power like the people, 'cause the power of the-
me something about the scope of this power outage. I mean, it's huge.
It is huge. Right now, we're hearing that it affects about 50 million people in Canada and the United States. That makes this the largest blackout in history.
You don't tell time. Time tells you.
Bothers you to talk about it. What happened was the bottle popped, and I tried to rip the bottle off to get the juice. And of course, it just hooked on the flesh and cut a terrible cut. But weeks later, I said, "Oh, Dad," I said, "it's so horrible." I said, "I still keep feeling it." And I said, and he looked at me, and I said, "No, you don't understand." I said, "I still keep feeling the cut." And he said, "Sandy, I do understand." He said, "Once when I was a young boy, I walked in the water," and he said, "a snake passed under my foot." And he said, "I know exactly what you mean. I can still feel that snake under my foot." And when we were, one time I had the children, they were swimming in the lake, and James came out of the water, and he said, "Mom, the most terrible thing just happened." And I said, "What?" And he said, "A snake passed under my foot." And he said, "I can still feel it." And I said, "You'll be okay." And he said, "No, I won't. I can still feel it." And I mean,